Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, December 14th, 2022. US equity futures are indicating a broadly flat open, with S&P futures down 0.1% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mostly higher levels in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are lower in early trade. Bonds are mixed, with US 10-year yields slightly lower, but German Bund yields and 10-year gilt yields both slightly higher. The dollar is softer across the board. Oil is broadly flat. Gold is down. Industrial metals are mixed. Market sentiment has been boosted by yesterday's softer-than-expected US CPI data, which saw headline and core measures ease. Expectations are still firm that the Fed will downshift its hiking pace to 50 basis points today, but there are also some concerns about what the summary of economic projections may show for a terminal rate and about how hawkish Fed Chair Powell's commentary may be. Ahead of tomorrow's Bank of England and European Central Bank decisions, the macro focus in Europe is on UK CPI data, which was weaker than forecast. Meanwhile, on the data front overnight, Bank of Japan Tankan showed that sentiment among large Japanese manufacturers and non-manufacturers came in better than expected, with sales and profit also revised higher. Core machinery orders rebounded by more than estimated. The near-term focus in Asia is on Thursday's release of China activity data, which is expected to show a bigger contraction in retail sales and slower growth in investment and industry output, reflecting the impact of lockdowns and a weak property market. In other news, Bloomberg reported that China leaders will delay the Economic Work Conference that was scheduled to begin on December 15th. The delay is due to a surge in COVID, but it is unclear when the conference will be rescheduled to. Previews have noted expectations that leaders will flesh out a pro-growth agenda to manage the economy's transition from COVID zero. Measures are likely to focus on boosting consumption and investment, with authorities expected to discuss a 2023 GDP growth target of around 5%. Due up on today's US economic calendar, MBA mortgage applications, export and import prices, and crude inventories. In corporate news, WillScot Mobile Mini has announced an agreement to divest its UK storage segment for an enterprise value of around $415 million. And ASML's CEO has told a Dutch newspaper that he opposes the proposed new export restrictions to China, saying that they would benefit American companies and ASML has already given up enough. Asian equities finished mostly higher on Wednesday. Market sentiment was boosted by the softer US CPI report, with Japan and Australia closing higher. Hang Seng outpaced mainland markets, which gave up some earlier gains and finished almost flat, while Taiwan and South Korea finished with sharp gains. In regional news, China is planning on rolling out its 1 trillion yuan support package to its domestic semiconductor industry as the US continues its efforts to restrict chip exports. South Korea's finance minister said that the country's economic policy will focus on taming inflation and creating jobs. And Kyoto reported on growing opposition against Japan Prime Minister Kishida's call for higher taxes to fund the government's defense spending expansion. European equity markets are lower 2 hours into the session. In European news, EU policymakers have paused gas price cap negotiations as further scrutiny is required. The actual price cap level is reportedly the last stumbling block. The Financial Times reported on more investor warnings against complacency in the Eurozone bond market, with the ECB set to outline plans to shrink its 5 trillion euro bond portfolio on Thursday, along with a rate increase of at least 0.5%. And UK November CPI came in weaker than expected ahead of tomorrow's Bank of England decision. The number will heighten expectations that the UK has now seen the peak of the inflation cycle, but it is still expected to be a very gradual decline. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.